with Justin Akre and Pat Bradley on the Buzz Radio Network. Wednesdays with Wally is presented by Deltec Timber Corporation, a publicly owned natural resources company headquartered right here in Arkansas. Learn more at Chenal.com.
I bet Philip Bailey's getting ready for the Breeders' Cup this weekend. Philip Bailey. He and Phil Collins kicked it on this tune back in the day. That's a great jam.
What happened to Phil Collins? Still alive, right?
Yeah. Still drumming, my friend. Still beating them snare drums.
What was the last song he came out with?
Studio.
Great song.
He did it in a studio. This segment's brought to you in part by Suddenlink. Matty T, I'm trying to get a crackle out of you. Can I get a laugh? Can I get a smile? Something? Suddenlink to go app. Check it out. Suddenlink.com for all the information. I got a microphone that will not stand still. Sit! My dog, who doesn't hear very well, listens better than his microphone does. Upgrade to an HD DVR. Get free HD from Suddenlink. And I do not want you to get locked into a satellite contract or a marriage contract in your case, Pat. Up to $150 back when you switch and save with Suddenlink. It's a better deal than any broad's ever given you. VIP perks program when you bundle all three services. And, you know, sometimes you just need to call home back to Beantown. Find out about how bad Rondo's been. Get peace of mind with Suddenlink's unlimited local and long distance calling. Yes, I have a home phone, and I think everybody should. Suddenlink.com, 979-836-6901. That's a phone number you can call. Online at Suddenlink.com. And, of course, they've got great video on demand movies coming for you, as well as sporting events on demand. All right, let's go to Dan Zucker, Predictiform.com. He's back on the Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. Dan, how are you?
I'm fired up and ready to go for the weekend. This is like the Super Bowl for worst players, man.
Yeah, I tell you what, I have to admit my complete and utter ignorance. For a long, long time, when the Triple Crown ended, much like when the last golf tournament and the last major was played, I sort of tuned out. And now I have sort of discovered that the Breeders' Cup is such great drama, and there's so much talent. It's like the all-star of all-star games.
It is. I actually wrote a piece for the Breeders' Cup. That was purely looking at handle, and you guys know that Vegas cracked $100 million for the first time in the Hawks-Denver game, right? They hit $119 million overall handle. Wow. 60% of that was bet on props. The Breeders' Cup has been over $100 million for 5 years, and they're going to be close to probably $140 million this year, with 65% of that handle, of that $140 million bet on the exotic wagers like exactas and triples and daily doubles. So I really look at this as the best betting event of the year, hands down.
What is your go-to bet? Like, if you're going to bet on a race, I mean, I'm sure you vary it race by race, but if there is like kind of a standard, what do you use? What do you do?
Yeah, so I'm really big into like the takeout, the commission, right? So the house charges 10% on a sports bet. They charge 20% sometimes on a teaser. The commissions in horse racing range from 15 to 25%, and the best commissions, the lowest commissions, are on win, place, and show and the daily double. So those are really, and based on where the Breeders' Cup takes place, the takeout, which is the commission, is based on that state. So it's based on the state jurisdiction. In California, the value is in win, place, and show, daily double, and believe it or not, this bet called the Pick Five, where you have to pick five consecutive races in a row. So those three for me make the most sense. I also like picking an exacta, which is first and second in a race.
If there is one negative for me when it comes to the Breeders' Cup, it's that the fields are very large and all the horses are really talented. It's got to be tough to handicap
that's
these races.
How you get good purses, though.
Yes, that's true. But it's tough to pick because there's so much talent in there and the fields are so gigantic.
Yeah, without question. And I think that the difficulty starts with the lines maker. So the lines maker, and you talk about commissions, if you were to do the math on all of the odds made for the morning line in every one of these races of the Breeders' Cup, there's between 35 and 40% juice built in. So in other words, the lines maker is not even able to make a true line. He's got to make everybody vague. He makes the favorite such a big favorite, and he makes what should be a 50 or 80 to 1 long shot 20 to 1. So even the lines maker is not able to really drill down and figure out, okay, who is the true horse that should be the favorite, and how do I predict what the morning line is going to be? What that means, throw all that nonsense out the window, the real value, if you forget about a horse's skill level or anything else like that, the real value in the Breeders' Cup and the horses that are going to pay more than they should are horses between 5 and 15 to 1. And so for me, that's the sweet spot. That's what I'm looking at when I try to find the horses to win races and get back value.
Dan Zucker, PredictTheForum.com, joining us on the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. For those of you who don't know, the Breeders' Cup is Friday and Saturday. We are going to be on the road on Friday down at Oak Lawn and kind of setting the table for you who are going to make the trip down there and enjoy some simulcast wagering. This is being run at Santa Anita, right, this year?
That's correct.
Okay, lovely. And we need to go to Santa Anita sometime.
Yeah,
if only because we want to go to L.A. and hang out. Okay, so what are a couple of horses you got your eye on going into this one? And let's especially start with some of the Arkansas connections. Any horses that have run through here over the year, Byron, Tapiture, any horses that you are nodding towards this coming weekend?
Well, you know, we can start with the classic and work backwards, and you bring up Byron.
I hate Byron.
You do?
Stupid horse. Every time I bet on him, he ran like a nag, and every time I didn't touch him, he ran great like a superstar. It's so irritating.
Yeah, so that is probably a very common thing that lots of people would say about Byron. And you see that on the tote board, because the races that he wins, he's not a big favorite. The races that he goes off is a big favorite. He doesn't win. He's lightning fast. He's got, you know, most of his wins are on the front end, you know, wire to wire. Baffert trains him. He pounded Chrome, California Chrome, last race. But his last race really was like out of this world. He continues to run a better and better lifetime top, and he stretches out to 10 furlongs from 9 furlongs. I just think with the way the race shapes up, with speed in the race, he's going to have a long day. And I don't know that I would necessarily back Byron in the Classic. The Classic has the real story this year, which is Shared Belief, right? Shared Belief is owned by Jim Rome.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And he's beating California Chrome for the first time. Mm. So that's like the biggest national story, and I think that's the story that the Breeders' Crown itself is going to be hitching its wagon to.
And Jim Rome, he's doing it. We only got a couple minutes left, so yes, please fly through which other races you are you have your eye towards going in.
Yeah, so real quickly, in the Classic, I don't think California Chrome's going to have what it takes to get it done from the way outside. Clearly, Shared Belief is the big favorite and a reasonable favorite. But in that race, I would take a good look at Tonalist. Tonalist won the Jockey Club Gold Cup, which is a big race in New York, and he quietly is shipped out to California. He lays low, and he's going to be probably 6 or 8 to 1 and have some real value. I think he's a horse you want to take a look at.
Is he a stalker, Dan?
He is. He's got a great ability to just manage his energy and be close to the pace. He can come from behind. He's just a real versatile horse. He's a hard-knocking horse. And while the rest of the California guys are looking for TV cameras and whatnot, he's just doing his job. And I think he's going to surprise some people at, 5 or 6 to 1.
Dan, just about a minute left here. So anything else you want to hit on? Any other highlights that you're looking forward to this weekend?
Yeah, well, I guess, highlights for me are horses that I think that can win at a price. So I'll give you guys a horse that I think is a really good bet. And probably my best bet at a price is this horse called Seek Again, who's running in the Breeders' Cup Mile. It's the race before the Classic. And that race is a 1 mile on the turf. There's a lot of Europeans coming in. But Seek Again has not been able to get a clean trip. He's gotten banged around every race. He draws the outside. And I think because he's on the outside, he's going to be forced to stay out of trouble. And I think he's 12-1 morning line. He could go off as much as, he's 6-1 morning line.
Yep.
But he could go off as much as 10 or 12-1. And I think there's real value with Seek Again.
All right. Dan, we appreciate it. PredictTheForum.com. Check it out. All kinds of great information. And we love having Dan on. I wish we had a little more time, but I appreciate you visiting with us today.
My pleasure, man. I love horse racing. Guys, good luck this weekend, and thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate it.